Will you cook them for me? I said, yes, I will. I just hopped right up. I'd been told by a lot of folks how to cook them. And I cooked them. And he sat down to the table going to eat them. And he looked back at me. And he was always crazy about me and wanted me to have some of everything he got. He said, Mama, won't you eat just one little piece and see how good they are? I said, yes. And I picked up one leg and pinched me off a piece and it was good. And I reached down and got the whole leg. And I ate that whole leg and then I eat another whole
leg. So how'd you like them then?
They're good and it's pleased him to death because I liked them. And I've never eaten any more, I've never seen any more.
Do you have these animals around here got the hard shell and they can pull their head back in?
Those old turtles?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, there's one kind that's called a hard shell turtle, and they tell me they're not fit to cook. But there's one kind called a soft shell turtle, and my boys got me on that one time. They caught one down there in the creek and brought it to the house and dressed it, and that was some more pretty meat. And you know, there's some of it looked just like beef, some looked like chicken. There was different parts of it. Well, I didn't know how to cook. They wanted it cooked. I didn't know no way to cook it but to slice it and put some flour on it and fry it. And you know, that's the best stuff in the world.
I never had any turtle.
I had eaten some once before at one of my brother's house. And I had said I wouldn't eat turtle, but I went there and they had some on the table and I ate a little bit of it. And then I had said, well, I ain't gonna eat more turtle and I ain't gonna cook none in my pots. But I needn't say that. If them boys comes to me with anything, I'll fix it. And that was a pretty good size when they broke up here that day. It made a great big dish of meat, more than we could eat at one meal.
Have you ever heard people call a turtle around here a cooter or a gopher?
Well, there is some things here they call gophers. I thought they were different to turtles.
So something like more like a rat?
Something like what?
A furry animal or something like more like a turtle?
I don't know what they look like. I've heard them talk about a gopher, but I've never seen one.
Mm-hmm. I see. Do you have these things, some people call them crawfish or crayfish or crawdads?
Yeah, we have lots of crawfish. And you know in Louisiana, that's a big dish.
Eat those things?
Oh, yeah, they eat them things going and coming in Louisiana.
You think you'd care for any?
I don't want any. They boil the legs, you know, and open that shell and rake that meat out, fix it all up somehow or another.
You know, talking about going fishing, what do most people around here use for bait when they go fishing?
I don't know. Now that day that I went with them down there, they had some worms that they had raised in some rich dirt, you know. And they had to bait my hook. I couldn't put a worm on my hook. Then I couldn't take my fish off. They're not the one they'd been to go.
You ever seen people use these little old fish for bait?
Well, no, I don't think, because that's the only time I ever went. And now, them men, they weren't but two men in the crowd, my brother and one of his neighbors, and they went out and fished from the boat. They went all over that lake with the boat, and they caught some of the biggest fish. But we women was fishing from the bank.
Yes, ma'am. Ever heard of people use it?